The clerk will open the roll with all members vote present by voting affirmative. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an amendment to consent to Senator Sumner to be excused on the state.
Any objection?
I have a. I'd like to know what state this is. You're sitting in the coffee shop talking to me 5 minutes ago.
Do you have any news, please?
Mr. President, the discretion is a better part of valor, I would say. I'll withdraw my objection.
There are 19 members present, Mr. President.
And you will note that Senator Sumner is excused. Chaplain.
Today marks the beginning of the Worldwide Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. And the prayer this morning seeks to address that fact. Let us pray. Our Lord God, give us a real determination to seek your will. And having sought it, to grow into it, to listen and understand what our neighbors beside us are saying and what they feel. Grant to us a faith that unites, a faith that is a possibility because it is held open to us as a gift, given by your spirit of love, truth, and unity. We ask this for the sake of the world for which Christ died and now lives forever. Amen.
Secretary will certify the correctness of the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 8th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 2.
Is there any objection? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 8th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 2 be certified as
to. There being no objections, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house.
Message of January 31. The House has passed the following resolutions and they are transmitted herewith for your consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 and House Concurrent Resolution Number 4. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by all members of the House, honoring the memory of Ralph J. Rivers.
Refer that to rule.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by all members of the House, honoring the memory of a great Alaskan, Vitie G. Bartlett.
Rules.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by all members of the House, a farewell to Richard A. Guthrie.
Rules.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by the Rules Committee by request, expressing appreciation and best wishes to Catherine Sharp for her services to the legislature.
Rules.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Mr. President,
Senate is back in order. Madam Secretary.
Senate, under resolutions, Senate Resolution Number 2 by Senator Poland, honoring Dr. John Moletti on the occasion of his retirement.
Senator Poland. Is there any objection? If not, Senate Resolution Number 2 will be taken up as a special order of business. Would the Secretary read the complete resolution?
S- Senate Resolution Number 2 by Senator Poland honoring Dr. John Moletti on the occasion of his retirement. Whereas Dr. John Moletti has served as a pastor and church administrator for nearly 40 years, and whereas he has served in Alaska since 1953 in churches in Kodiak and Anchorage with statewide responsibilities for American Baptist churches and mission activities on a statewide basis, and whereas Dr. Moletti has been recognized for his devoted work with hospitals, children's homes, churches, and interdenominational groups, and recently served as Deputy Administrator for Alaska Crippled Children's Services, be it resolved by the Senate, the important contribution of Dr. John Moletti to the betterment of life in Alaska is recognized, and that the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Alaska joins with other Alaskans in extending him best wishes on the occasion of his retirement.
Senator Poland. Adoption of the resolution. Senator Poland. We'll come back to order. Senator Poland. Is there any objection to Senator Poland's motion that the resolution be by all members of the Senate? There being no objection, so ordered. Senator Poland. Senator Poland has moved and asked unanimous consent for the adoption of the resolution. Is there any objection? There being none, so ordered. We have further resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 by Senators Croft, Poland, and Kurtula requesting the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, on Commerce to hold a hearing in Alaska on oil tanker safety.
State Affairs and Resources.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
Senate Bill Number 42 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to miscellaneous amendments to the revenue statutes and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 58 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to hydrological data. Data.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 59 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to forest resources and practices and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
Madam Secretary, I believe those bills carry with them a letter from the Governor as well as fiscal statements. Is that correct?
Yes, the letter from the Governor has a transmittal letter and a fiscal statement.
Entertain a motion to have the letter and a fiscal statement placed in the journal. Senator, is there any objection to the motion? Placement of the transmittal letters and the fiscal statements, fiscal notes in the journal.
Mr. President, you want journal supplementary journal?
Senator Kirkula, Mr. President, I believe that the procedure of
the transmittal documents go into the supplemental.
I think the fiscal notes go into the supplemental journal and the letter from the Governor goes into the journal. Is that not correct? That will be the Senator Zager.
That's the way it should be done. Actually, if you had a long discussion with everybody, it would be legislative. I would call it representatives from legislative affairs, Secretary Anna, and I would catch the president of the House of Lords. There's a big objection to do that way. Frankly, I'd rather do it there. This number is something.
Is there any further discussion on the subject or any dissent? If not, that will be the order. The transmittal letters will go into the Daily Journal, and fiscal notes will go into the Supplemental Journal. Do we have any further bills to be introduced to you further?
There are no other bills this morning.
We have no daily calendar, do you, Madam Secretary?
There is no calendar.
Unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Ray.
President, I don't wish to come under unfinished business or special orders, but it's concerning the committee meeting times. And I would request for permission of the floor to remark on
it. You have permission, Senator.
On the tentative plan here, Commerce, it says Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., and it says Labor Management, let's see, Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., and I have a member of both committees. One is in the court building and the other is in the Capitol. If we could get a vote maybe in the court building, I can sit in an open door and participate. I'm afraid it's at my advanced days running back and forth, especially in the cold or something, I might contract the moment.
I know, Senator, that the document on my desk anyway says committee meeting times tentative. I assume that part of the reason for distributing this time was to determine whether or not there were conflicts. Senator Ziegler, you were the one who I think was the author, you and the chairman involved with the author of this document. Do you have any remarks on it, Senator Ziegler?
Yes, Mr. President, we anticipated there would be conflicts. I thank Senator Ray for calling this to the attention of the committee chairman involved. The idea was that the chairman directly concerned with President Sabbath, so this is the government's proposal for attention. So hopefully this situation will be cured.
Did this mean, Mr. President, I've done something good?
I'm not here to judge the good and the bad of the Senate action.
Some of us are here to judge you good and bad.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion on the committee schedule? Senator Holman.
A possible solution, Mr. President, might be that we could televise one or the other two meetings if he finds a conflict.
Any further discussion as to the committee meetings schedule? Any other unfinished business? Senator Petula.
President, I could move under unfinished business, but a bit of unfinished business, and that is the decorum of this body.
Nope.
I note that finally, after all these years, all senators are wearing a tie this morning. And I serve formal notice that when all senators aren't wearing a tie, I shall not wear a tie either. I just thought I'd mention it to you. I hope that the decorum of the body is kept. I really thank Senator Poland for getting in line.
Mr. President,
Senator Ray.
I don't mind Senator Poland not wearing a tie. I do mind Senator Killian not wearing his shoes.
Senator Killian.
We'll ignore that one, Mr. President. It's just that when Senator Poland comes in dressed completely like a lady with or without tie, that's no reason for the rest of us to come in dressed like slobs. I think the tie should stay.
Any further? Senator
Mr. President, it is rather difficult to ignore Senator Tillion's lack of shoes.
Yes. I assume that problem increases with the proximity and the location of Senator Tillion. I have a party notice it up here myself. Senator Tillion.
As long as it doesn't bother you, sir, thank you.
Any further discussion as to the quorum of the House? Special orders? Announcements? Any announcements? We'll have a special gas contract review committee meeting at 1:15 in my office, which is room 104. That's Senator Croft, Senator Huber, Senator Coletta, Senator Tillion. Does that conflict with any of you all make that meeting at 1:15 in my office?
Yes, sir.
have legislative council coming down to us to discuss what is the contract we've made and also to discuss the procedures that we intend to follow for those hearings. There is a Department of Highways presentation at 4 o'clock today. That presentation will be in the governor's conference room. All senators are invited to attend. I don't know exactly how long it will be. I assume that what they intend to do, though, is to answer questions from senators and representatives as to highway matters, which may be in their own districts, as well as give you an overview. Senators may use their own discretion as to whether or not to attend that meeting. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I've moved Nancy unanimous consent to five.
Objection.
There is an objection. Senator Cartula?
There's been a request for Democratic caucus 5 minutes upon general. The Democratic caucus 5 minutes after general.
Are there any further objections to adjourning until 10 a.m. tomorrow? If not, you've heard Senator Coletta's motion. We will adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.